Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. Today's Throwback Thursday is from Friday, June 19th, 2020. Have you ever heard of onomatopoeia? It's a word that sounds like the thing it's describing. For instance, sizzle, gurgle, and buzz. When milk is added to Rice Krispies, you can hear snap, crackle, and pop. So in the 1930s, Kellogg's introduced three onomatopoeic elves named Snap, Crackle, and Pop to promote the cereal. No one ever had a problem with Snap, Crackle, and Pop until last Tuesday. That's 90 years. While I'm not sure how long that is in elf years, it's still a very long time. Now all of a sudden, the beloved fictional cereal trio is not diverse enough for modern appetites. Several other vintage and very successful products are getting mascot changes as well to comply with the newest cultural revolution standard. I don't eat Rice Krispies as a rule, but I do like Rice Krispie treats. I actually do like Cocoa Krispies, but their original mascot from 1991 was a monkey that got replaced by Snap, Crackle, and Pop in 2001. I'm not even sure what all that means to today's cultural warriors. It is truly sad that people will make a big deal out of an obviously intentionally fictional situation and yet will ignore the absolute truth that must be confronted by every person on earth. God is real, the Bible is true, Jesus is coming, and people need to get ready.